Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. The Montanan Securing Reproductive Rights Organization has kicked off its campaign to get Constitutional Initiative 128, Protecting Abortion Rights, on the ballot. To make it to the November ballot, the group will need to get more than 66,000 signatures from Treasure State citizens. The election process is in full swing right now, and it could impact your pocketbook. Brad Mulner, who's running for the Public Service Commission, explains why it's so important to vote.
So we spend a lot of time reading interveners' testimony on upcoming rate cases. On the one side, you always have the environmentalist groups. Their answer is always windmills. And then you have the utility. And caught in the middle is the consumer. While the Consumer Council, by constitution, in legal actions, represents the consumers. So our job is to find what is, by law, the proper rate of return for the utilities.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
No matter how far you may go, there's always one just down the road.
Town pump, who pump it up?
Pump it up.
Your local Town Pump's got Bridger Brewing six-packs for $9.99. Plus, Pump It Up members save an additional $3 when you buy two. Only $8.49 each. Town Pump, convenient and right down the road.
I'm Jenny Stovall, born and raised in eastern Montana. I'm a fourth-generational Montanan rancher. As a community, we need to realize that we are all a human. We're not superhuman. And that it's okay to be sad some days or need help or ask for help. And that's why we're here, is to help each other. And we're secluded and we're isolated. And in order to keep our sanity, we need to help each other out. So if you know anyone that needs help, please send them to beyondtheweather.com for free counseling for farmers and ranchers.
The outlook for the Bitterroot Valley's aquifer is mixed as groundwater levels decrease following 3 years of below-average precipitation. Roughly 3% of the total outflow is attributed to domestic use in Hamilton, with the biggest consumptive use being in watering green lawns. According to the original Montana Club Cooperative Association of Business and Software Entrepreneur, Ajapal Panu has signed a contract to purchase the entire operation in Helena. Club records and historic memorabilia will be donated to the Montana Historical Society and State Archives. The business closed its doors in March after nearly 140 years in business. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality will host a public meeting this evening at 6 at the Big Sky Water and Sewer District building to provide updates related to the Gallatin River impairment designation. The impairment listing of the middle segment of the Gallatin River, which stretches from Yellowstone National Park to Spanish Creek, will be discussed. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.